I'm Jaime Guerra with UT Austin, and I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting for April 16, 2024. The time is 1:30 p.m. Agenda item number one is a roll call.
Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll call the roll. Frank Ammons, Gatton.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Carlos DeMatos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Justin Slocum, Austin ISD.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Paul Hodge, Austin ISD.
Present.
Mark Stavis, City of Austin.
Present.
And Steve Pyle, State of Texas DIR.
Present.
Gatton contractors we have joining us are Doug Wilson from JC Communications.
Present.
And Chris Gonzalez with Bricom.
Present.
We've established a quorum.
Thank you. Agenda item number two. Is there any citizen communications today?
No, sir. Not at this time.
No, sir.
All right. Thank you all. Agenda item number three. Let's take a few minutes to review the minutes from the technical subcommittee meeting of March 19th, 2024. Should be in your packet. All right, this is Jaime with UT. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
Steve with DR, I second.
All right, got a motion by Jaime and a second by Steve. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Sarah, let's please have a vote.
Paul Hodge.
Aye.
Mark Stavis.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
And Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
Thank you. Let's see, back to our agenda. Agenda item number 4 is our maintenance contractor's report. Afternoon, Chris, what do you got for us today?
Good afternoon, this is Chris. So since our last meeting, we've completed the inspections of C1S and C2S with 22 corrected deficiencies between the two rings. Half of those looks like they were pole transfers, 4 on C1S and 6 on C2S. Do want to note on C1S, we found a what we call a physical network thread. We haven't had one in a while. It was the inspector had found someone had built a new driveway entrance to a business, and the column was at about 14 feet over the driveway, and he went in and raised all the columns, and now we're about 17.1, I believe. Just something that was caught by the inspector, so kudos to him. Outside of that, nothing really out of the ordinary to report.
Hey, Chris, this is Jaime. That driveway, with the presence of the driveway, were we still meeting NESC Austin Energy requirements, or did it need to go up to meet that safety code?
It needed to go up. NESC is 15.6.
15.6, okay.
Yeah, so it was probably at least 15.6 before the new driveway was constructed. But after construction, it was only at 14.2. I found my note. So it was at 14.2. Now it's at 17.10.
Great. Okay. And then, Frank, has there been any more discussion? Looks like the last meeting we talked about potentially including U-Guard inspections during these maintenance.
So I've spoken with Carlos, and I know Carlos has gotten with Chris on that. Chris, you may want to speak to that.
Yeah, so it's part of our inspection list to notify that as well. And the inspector carries these boots with him now that he just added part of his maintenance materials that he carries on the bucket truck with him, and we'll replace them as needed. We don't have anything counted for yet as the new risers, but I'll make note of them on the next meeting if there is any that have been caught.
Got it. Okay, so it sounds like the existing maintenance agreement would cover, you know, checking for that potential deficiency.
That is correct. And I feel like we have on our current deficiency list, we had risers on there somewhere on that report you're looking at on the screen. Let's see, guy guard, risers, maybe not. If not, we'll add it to it. I feel like, there is one. So it's the fourth or fifth to the right, repair, replace, riser guard. Okay, I may just add a note, riser guard or boot.
And Chris, so what I see out in the field from time to time, and I'll always tell you guys or let you know, is I'll see riser guard, but no boot. At least a gap down at the bottom where somebody can clip the cable, thinking it's copper, or maybe they're trying to cause a disruption to our service, or, you know, it's just an easy place for us to, pick up a threat to the network as, you know, close to the ground. And you know, we have the riser guard to protect the cable on the pole from somebody climbing up it or hitting it or dinging it. But we always, you know, I commonly have seen that little space between a riser guard and a conduit. And that's where I used to call them bell housings. But yeah, that bell guard, that housing needs to be on those. So if you could just please have Daryl B be very vigilant on making sure those are captured and covered. And if there's any additional costs associated with that, I know it's part of the maintenance contract, but if there's any additional costs associated with that, please come to me and let me know so I can get with the tech committee or board.
Okay.
Or cover it with my spending authority, one or the other.
No, we'll do, Frankie. Yeah, those boots are they're minimal. I think they're like $30 a pop or some along those lines. But and some instances it will work. Some instances it won't. If there's too many risers, or you know, we'll have to find a different solution.
Yeah.
Or you know, makeshift something just to give it some additional protection. Maybe throw some HDP roll pipe on it or something along those lines.
Yeah. Just, you know, Green, Chris, this is just news that went out yesterday, but just be very vigilant on it because of there's a lot of risk and threat to fiber optic networks right now from a domestic terrorist standpoint. So make sure that I would really focus in on those where anybody can reach our access our cable from the ground level. Just make sure we're protected there and make sure that's stay very vigilant on it from an inspection standpoint.
Yes, sir. I'll stress this to the inspector and the importance of it, and we'll keep a closer eye on it and actually document and add the additional note as in riser guard and boot. So
okay. We'll
do.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate the updates and appreciate Daryl catching the driveway crossing. That's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Any questions for Chris on the maintenance report? Hearing none, let's look at the inventory report, please.
Okay. So looking at the inventory report, since our last meeting, there hasn't been any changes. Everything is business as usual as the inventory.
Sounds good. What's the oldest cable we've got in stock, out of curiosity?
It's got to be the 114. It looks like it is from December of 2013. It's the first reel R647.
Okay. And still our practice is to, you know, if the lengths will work for a job, we'll use the oldest stock first, correct?
That is correct, yep.
Okay.
There's been times that we've mobilized not knowing exactly how much we're going to need because it's hard to determine without troubleshooting. We may, you know, have to replace 500 or 1500. So sometimes we have used a larger rule in the past just because the uncertainty.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, any questions for Chris on the inventory report? All right, thank you, Chris. Agenda item number 5 is our network manager's report. 5A is the project status report.
Yeah, so this is Frank. If you'll note in your handouts, the project status report there before you. I've just got a few updates for you since the last tech meeting. The first one being a Gatton active developer funded projects. We have the D1N temporary at 1017 Springdale that's coming up and scheduled developer funded project. So it's not Gatton's not fiscally responsible for it. And then we have Gatton active projects with 4 of them taking place right now underway. So quite busy with those, but we have A1N. Upgrade segment 2, A1N upgrade segment 11, and Super Ring South segment 3 that's taking place. We also have the ongoing splice case audit, so please just note on this project status sheet there and the notifications that are going out as for each one of those appropriately. And if you have any questions as we get closer to those dates, just please let us know. For Gatton completed projects, we have C1N emergency repair 817 East Breaker. As that gunshot we spoke to previously, and then Super Ring South upgrade project segment 6 wrapped up and completed. We're looking really good there for segment for Super Ring South. Matter of fact, you know, in all consideration, whether the commissioner center being there or not, Carlos had noted something with me yesterday that I thought was interesting, is that we're complete all the way around now to from commission center to fire 6, which is really good news. For what we're trying to get accomplished there with 192 on Super Ring South. That's quite a chunk. So, and then entity specific clear projects. The only thing I have to update you on is the CapCog new node, which I believe it completed on the 9th. Yes, on the 9th of April. That wrapped up and that's all completed. Are there any questions in regards to any of the projects? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on to 5B, which is the Gatton Incident Report. And for this technical subcommittee meeting today, I don't have any updates for you in regards to that. There's nothing new that, fortunately, thank goodness, there's nothing new to report on for that report. It's the same as you've seen at the previous meeting.
Excellent. Take a look at the job budget report then.
Yes, this is Sarah. For the job budget report, we are tracking 54 jobs totaling $3.44 million. So far for FY24, 24 jobs have been completed, and we have been invoiced for $763,000. That leaves $2.67 million encumbered for the remaining 30 jobs. In reimbursements for damage claims and project reimbursements, we have received $162,000 in this fiscal year, and that leaves a fund balance bottom line of about $700,000. Please let me know if you have any questions.
All right. Doesn't sound like we have any questions today on the job budget report. So we'll move on to agenda item number 6, committee chairperson's update. And Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe we have anything for executive session today. Is that correct?
Not unless Paul does from, you know, from a network management standpoint or the other Gatton entities, not that I've heard of. And from a network management standpoint, no, we don't. The only thing I have to update on, which we can do publicly, is that the board appointed a super subcommittee for the super node site at Travis High School. So network management team will be facilitating meetings for that subcommittee to meet. I'm just waiting to hear right now, Paul. I don't know if you got that contract or that quote back. That shouldn't really be the main trigger for the subcommittee meetings, but I know the last we'd heard as Gatton is that you were getting a quote for the underground portion. I don't know where you're at on that.
I got a quote. I'm just, you know, if that's something that y'all want to talk about, or if I just need to send that over to y'all. I know this was one that Austin ISD was going to pay for, but Gatton management wanted to see what that came out to.
Yeah, it would be good for us to know for comparison reasons. And then also, I just want to make sure that the design that Carlos worked on with you for the underground portion is going to be able to work. And I'm assuming y'all are fleshing that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else, Paul, from AISD to update on any of these sites, including Travis?
No, we don't have any update right now.
Okay. Great. That's it. I mean, for me too, there's nothing I have new on this one other than the subcommittee notifying everybody at the subcommittee.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing updates in future meetings. Thank you all. Agenda item 6B is backup NOC decommissioning. Is there any updates on that topic?
Yeah, so this is Frank. From a network management standpoint, from what Broadcom's been involved with, we don't have anything to update. Everything's still moving forward with it, and we'll be trying to make the deadlines associated with it. And we're still going through all the permitting and what's required for the cutout.
All right. Any questions for Frank or anyone else regarding the NOC decommissioning? Okie dokie. Agenda item 6C is the backup NOC relocation subcommittee update. We did meet last week with the committee, which was myself, Paul, and Mark. Included Frank and Carlos from network management, of course. I think at the last board meeting, there was some talk about, you know, what the plans for landscaping was, and it was, you know, agreed upon that landscaping and hardscape type work is important, but we need to progress the design a little more. That would include finalizing the final location, which has, you know, some inputs from the Historical Society or Historical Commission and the fire department. So as soon as we have some more information on that, we will continue that conversation. Let's see. We are meeting as a subcommittee again on Monday. I wanted to make sure. I think the the proposed plan right now gives Gatton a lot of room for growth, but I also wanted the subcommittee to kind of evaluate, you know, if it's too large from a cost perspective or approval perspective, what are some, what's the range of sizes that we might be able to work with to have this facility function the way Gatton needs it to function. Yes, the subcommittee or Frank, is there anything else I left out that we want to mention for this item?
Not at this time. I'll have an update for the subcommittee on Monday, but I took an action from the subcommittee. I reached out to Chief Talia, asked him about public works involvement in the project, and also reached out to public works and have been instructed to contact your director over there if it is deemed necessary that public works will be involved with it, but that public works, you know, they just notify me that's not their call. They'll just wait for the notification of such. So it would be fire up, you know, I'll dig a little bit deeper. It'll be facilities with fire that'll dictate that. And so I'll speak in a little bit more detail to it about it at the subcommittee meeting. Hopefully I'll be able to, because I'm still waiting on some confirmation. I'm waiting to hear back from Chief Talia. And so hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm going to hit him up again tomorrow. It'll be midweek. To see if he's, as a friendly reminder, see if he's found anything on that. And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you for that update.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, we're concluding the meat of the agenda today. There, agenda item number 7, we don't have anything for executive session. Therefore, agenda item 8, we don't need to update the roll call. So we'll conclude with agenda item number 9. We'll confirm the date, time, and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting is May 21st, 2024, 1:30 p.m. here at the City of Austin Permitting and Development Center or via Microsoft Teams video conference. The time now is 1:53 p.m., and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time and participation.
Thank you, Ami. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good day, y'all.